considering everything Morgan does for you between communication and playing here, there, and everywhere, just how big of a loss it'd be if he can't play on Sunday.
Well, it puts the hat on some other people. You know, I mean, Haas been the backup, you know, headset guy. You know, Blake's the next guy. You know, so you know, we've been working Ha. You know, this week, and he's done a good job. You know, I think he's certainly up to stepping up and taking the responsibility.
How about his versatility on defense? How big of an adjustment would that be for you to not have that?
Well, you hate to ever, you know, you hate to ever have, you know, one of your key cogs, okay, not in there. But, you know, we've gone through a lot of different combinations here in the first 5 weeks. And what it does is you know, the guys have to step up and they have to perform. I mean, we went through it very early in the game, you know, against Dallas, you know, where we had a number of different combinations in there. And I think in the long run it makes you better. You know, because guys gain experience, and you know, we've had guys play a number of different positions, and you know, really in the game, late in the game, you know, we had some guys playing in positions they hadn't played in, you know, in different situations there the last couple plays. So we were having to coach them up on the sideline, but I think that you know, we're going to have to ask certain guys to step up and be ready to go and perform at a winning level.
Game, the guy's taking deep shots down the field all over the place. You know, the second half against the Bears, it's all short underneath stuff. Is there any kind of style of play you can hone in on with this guy, or is he just a, you know, is it situational? He's just making decisions based on personnel and stuff.
Yeah, he's been impressive in my mind. I mean, the guys, he's got excellent mobility. You know, he's very good outside the pocket, you know, throwing the ball on the move. You know, this offense, you know, they started the season. I mean, you know, the first game they were above 450 yards, and then Keenan comes in and they're above 450 yards against Tampa Bay. You know, they hit a number of big plays. They're a big play offense. I mean, when you look at them in plus 20-yard runs and plus 20-yard passes, they're ranked right up in the top five or so. So, you know, they rely on the big play. You know, they've got excellent receivers. We saw that in Diggs last year when we played up there. And Thielen had an outstanding game when they played this year, you know, right in the Christmas game here. And those guys been off to as good a start as probably any receiving duo in the league. So we've got a lot of respect for those guys.
Dom, they spent a lot of money on their offensive line in the offseason, and they also drafted a center. How different does that group look from the one you prepared for last year?
Yeah, I think they're a tough, really play-hard group. You know, they've got two brand new offensive tackles that are veteran guys that have played for other teams. You know, we obviously have a background playing against Reef, you know, with Detroit, and Reimers at Carolina. You know, inside, Burgers have been probably their, I'd say, staple guy because, you know, he's played both center and guard and is a 12-year vet, so he's kind of their guy. You know, they have a rookie center that looks like he's going to really be a good player. You know, he plays hard and you know, he can pull, do things. He can go up to the second level. And you know, we're not sure really who we're going to see at the other guard because Easton hasn't practiced for a couple days. So we don't know whether he'll be back or not. But, yeah, I think that their offensive line, they've done a nice job.
You mentioned your big plays that made. Did you feel good about that? Your ability to limit that stuff so far this year, and what do you put your finger on?
Yeah, I think we're doing a better job. You know, the last three games, I think we've done, you know, a better job of not giving up the big play. You know, to me, it's a credit to the guys here on the back end to understanding that, you know, in this league, to score points, you've got to pick up yardage in chunks. And if you don't want to let people score many points, you've got to make them go the hard way and find a way to make a play and get the ball turned over or get them at a disadvantage and down the distance.
And what have you thought of Quentin Rollins so far this year, and what does he need to do maybe to earn some more consistent snaps on the field?
Well, I like the way he's been practicing this week. You know, Quentin's one of those guys, he's a steady guy. He's always going to work hard. He's always going to prepare. And, you know, through the course of the season, guys go through ups and downs, especially in the secondary. You know, there's going to be some weeks that things don't go quite the way you want them to go. And, you know, you've got to come back in and go back to work and put that behind you. And I think Quentin's done that. And he's a valuable guy to us because he can play. You know, he can play a couple different positions. And I think he's had a couple good days of practice this week.
What could he have done better on the touchdown that he allowed? Would it just be getting up on the guy and getting his hands on him? Or is there a technique thing there?
Play it inside out. You know, down there, you have to play things, inside out. You know, the guy he's going against is one of the quickest guys in the league. And really, when you're going against him, the whole goal is don't let him beat you inside. You know, make him beat you outside. Because once he gets inside, that's a short, easy throw, over the middle of the field.
What do you expect from the running game? Do you have any idea what they might try to do with their new guys in there with Hall Cook?
Well, they've got two totally different guys. I mean, 21, when they put him in there the second half against the Bears, and we've played against McKinnon, before, I mean, he's kind of been their matchup guy. He's been a good receiver, does a lot of different things. They've run wildcat with him taking the direct snap. He has some quarterback in his background. And they did a nice job of getting him outside on the perimeter and getting him in space. He's kind of their space guy. Their other guys are bigger, more of a downhill, one cut. He'll stretch and plant his foot in the ground. And he's a big body, so, when he gets running downhill on you, then that can be an issue. So you don't want him running downhill. Where McKinnon is more of that scat back type of guy that can match up, be a good receiver. And you saw him break the long one against the Bears, outside.